all my people. My chosen people. The people I have chosen to be a royal priesthood. My people, you have been loyal to me, not my people, for so many centuries. And yet you are still mine, and the land belongs to your fathers, the land of Israel. And now those who were first with the covenants and the revelation and the law and all the blessings, including the Messiah. Now, you who were first are going to be last for the final harvest. And I love you with unconditional love because I created you, and for the sake of your fathers, the patriarchs, for their sake, I have not turned away from you. And you are on me. You are my people. And I have made my brit with you, my covenant. You are my brit on me. You are my covenant people. And I have chosen you among all the nations, even though you are smaller than all the nations, for a specific assignment and task in this life and in the next. In spite of your stiff-necked rebellion, in spite of yourselves, because of my holy name's sake. And so the times of trouble are upon you, and the times of difficulty. And until you cry out and call to me, until I remove your stony heart and put in a heart of flesh and write my laws and commandments on your heart and put my Holy Spirit in you. And you call out as a nation, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Then I will turn to you and I will restore to you all that has been taken and stripped and stolen. And I will cause thee to serve me, the Lord your God, in righteousness with acceptable sacrifices of the fruit of your heart and the fruit of your lips, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind. And the second fulfillment of the law is that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And I weep for you now because of the crucibles of fire that you're about to go through. And because whoever comes against you, and I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent, I will come myself against those nations. But such great tribulations and troubles await you, my children. So turn to me quickly, and do not wait or hesitate, for I hold my bleeding heart and hands and feet out to you. I want to take you and embrace you into eternal life.